Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. Driven by belief that everyone has a story to tell, this company is known for its elevated design and thoughtfully sourced materials. Signature products include the Lay Flat album, touting ultra-thick pages and foil-stamped covers, textured matte everyday prints, and a line of customizable frames. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments. Whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. I don't know about your kids, but Ford and Shep love flipping through photo book memories that we have laying around our house that we've made with Artifact Uprising. We have some from our wedding, vacations through the years, and holidays, and I love having the books around the house for the whole family to enjoy. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Living Fully listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use the code LivingFully through December 31st. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best, and that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello and welcome back to Living Fully. I just want to start this podcast out by saying wow and thank you to every single one of you guys that listened to the first three podcasts that came out in the launch, that listened to the one of Kyle and I from last week, that are supporting this podcast and cheering it on, that pushed it up in the rankings, that subscribed, that left a review. I stand on the shoulders of this community supporting this podcast, and I am so grateful. I've said this before, but the podcasting world for me, it's a very vulnerable space. It's a space where we share the nitty-gritty of our lives, and it's not a pretty picture or a curated YouTube video. It's the hard stuff. So to see all of that rewarded by the success of it has been unbelievable. So I just have to start this out by saying thank you. Thank you so, so much. And I'm going to dive into this episode. So this episode, I am not an influencer. I'm going to do a disclaimer that I do love a lot of influencers, and I love all of my friends who are influencers. You're going to see in this episode, I'm talking a lot about my journey in the space of YouTubing and Instagramming and blogging and all of these different things. I'm talking about my own journey as an influencer. I actually don't love that word, but it is the word that it is called. But I'm also talking about just people in everyday life who are influencing their children, who are influencing their family lives, who are influenced by people around them, by expectations that other people have set. Influence is a strong word, and it is something that is like rampant in good ways and in bad ways in our society today. So just to begin this podcast, I want to continue a little bit of my story. If you guys listened to the first podcast that I did where I shared my journey and my journey through those really deep, dark, terrible times that I went through about 6 years ago or so, you know, I touched on that, but this is a little bit of the journey out of that. And when I kind of made it through the depths of, you know, the despair, the spiral of everything that was going on in my life, I was standing there on the other side that I think that a lot of people stand on the other side of a trauma or a major life event or a loss, an addiction, you know, whatever that is. And you're like, okay, I've now let go of this thing or I've lost this thing or this huge thing has happened that I now have to move forward from. What does my life look like now moving forward? And you have to make a decision. So I, standing kind of at that crossroads, I made an interesting decision. So it was a lot of people's opinion, my therapist, my parents, a lot of the people around me, and honestly a little bit of my own, that a lot of what caused me to spiral out of control and literally almost lose my life with everything that came along with that was expectation, perfectionism, a little bit of like notoriety or fame or, you know, people paying so much attention that I was putting myself under this huge amount of pressure. And all of these things happened in my life. So when I made the decision, right out of this period where I had come through all of this and gone through all of this treatment and therapy and all of this stuff, everybody was starting blogs. And I'm standing there like, well, yeah, I really messed myself up with some of the stuff that I did before. But now that I'm in a totally different headspace and healthy, is there a place for me in this space? So I had kind of started like doing makeup again and kind of getting back out there into the world like that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start a blog. This was only months after I had kind of like come through all of this stuff. And I can still remember my mom to this day. And even like some of my therapists being like, you know, this may not be the right step for you. And while I did, especially like in the healthy mindset that I was in and the space that I was in, I was really ready to start a fresh new life and to start a positive, healthy life. Something in me kept pulling me toward that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this out. And this is a lesson that I'm going to touch on and one that I think is really important. I wasn't a perfectionist anymore for the first time in my life, standing there making that decision. So I was able to make the decision to start something that I didn't know what it was going to look like, that a lot of people around me weren't for sure what it was going to look like and were even fearful of it. I was able to make that decision with the information that I had at hand and just jump in. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I definitely didn't have the reins around it, but I got started. And that's a lesson that I want you guys to get from this podcast today. If there's something that you're looking to start, you only have one life. Start it now. Make the wisest decision that you can. It will evolve. It probably will change a lot. But if you don't start, there is no way it's going to turn into maybe an amazing thing or maybe a life lesson that will also change your life. So I started the blog and I started blogging. I had MalloryIrvin.com set up. I was doing a lot of fashion and beauty things. And it really took off. And it was really cool because here I was feeling like very broken and like a stripped down version of myself on the other side of all that had happened to me. So it felt really good to have people kind of rallying around me and supporting a new endeavor in this healthy space that I was in. So a few weeks after I started the blog, I started a YouTube channel. And that's been about 4 years now or so. And it really began for me as a lot of, like I said, fashion content, beauty content. I literally used to go to Joann's Fabric or like the fabric stores around the corners, and I would get sequined backdrops. I would hang them over a hanging rack that I had gotten from Target, and it would take me probably 4 or 5 hours to record a video by myself in my condo And then it would take me about 6 hours to edit it. So this was like a whole day thing. I wasn't making any money in the beginning at it. I was just really, you know, trying to find my way in a new space that I didn't know anything about. And I am so glad that I did, because it has taken me on this amazing journey. And this is part of the journey now, starting this podcast and having the whole Live Fully brand launch last year. This is a huge part of my journey, because without the influence and without the blogs and the YouTubes and the all these social media platforms, a lot of you guys wouldn't be listening to this today. So it's turned into such an amazing thing. But just like a lot of the things that I went through in my life, there were like ups and downs with it. And there were huge lessons that I learned within it. And I think some that really apply to some of the things that I'm going to talk about in today's podcast. So in the beginning, when you're starting something new, you look around and you see people that are doing these things that you want to do, whether they be, you know, fashion bloggers, beauty YouTubers. I was watching all of them. And at first, even though I was different, I started like modeling what I was doing after kind of watching what other people were doing. So I would hire a professional photographer that I could not afford at the cheapest rate that I could possibly, you know, find one. And I thought, you know, it's about these professional pictures, and it's about buying the clothes of the moment, and it's about doing these collages perfectly, and it's about getting onto reward style, you know, all of these different things. And I learned as my business evolved that, you know, you can't really look outside of you can look outside of yourself for inspiration on how to do things, but you really have to pay attention to, once you get into that, you have to pay attention to, am I moving in the direction that feels right to the person that I am? And that doesn't only apply to like people that are influencers. That applies and has applied to me in particular as a mother. That applies to you as a spouse, as a friend. Yeah, maybe like you see a relationship that you really love in your life exemplified, and you think, that's how I want to be in my marriage. You get into your marriage and you think to yourself, you know what? My marriage is different. I'm a different person. I have a different type of job. My husband's a different person. I'm going to have to make some different choices. And while I will take some things from what this person has modeled to me, I have to then pivot to apply this to my own life. I feel that, you know, in this culture of social media and of like scrolling and of watching other people's lives, that I feel like I'm guilty of it too. I feel like we've kind of become spectators in our own lives. And you hear these types of things all the time, but like, it's hard to stay in the moment because you're wanting to create content and get a picture right. You know, there are so many things that are just so tough about this whole influencer society. But there are so many things that are great about it too. And that's another thing that I want to encourage you guys to do. I want you to really think about like the people that you're following, or the, you know, the places that you're getting your information, the people that you're hanging around, the influencers in your own lives. And these are not just people on Instagram. These influencers are your friends, are your family, are your coworkers. Which of these people are sucking the life out of you? Which of these people do you feel, when you walk away from the conversation with them, you feel like a better person, you feel stronger, you have fresh ideas? I want you to really think about the people in your lives that are influencing you and how you feel when you leave those people. And I want you to make the biggest effort of anything that you have ever made to surround yourself with the people that influence you for good. I cannot say that enough. I think I said that in one of my podcasts before, but there are no more important choices that you are going to make in your life than the people that you surround yourself with, especially the relationships that you have, the people that you marry. You know, I know that there are people around you that you can't control, like bosses maybe. Yes, you're working for a company. That's your boss. You can't choose another boss. Your parents, you know, maybe you don't get along with your parents. You can't choose a new set of parents. But you can choose the people that you hang around, the people that you go to with issues, the people that you spend your time with when you are not feeling the best about yourself, or the people that you celebrate your successes with. Really think about those influencers in your life.
As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Back to my own story a little bit. Once I began the YouTube portion, I feel like there was really a fire lit under me and under my business, and it has grown into just this enormous, beautiful, incredible thing. And I call it an incredible thing because I feel like now, today, as we're sitting here like recording this podcast, I feel like I'm shining a light on the things that I really care about and the things that are really meaningful and things that I truly want to influence people to do. Yes, makeup and beauty and all those things are amazing and they are fun. And this does not mean to undermine anybody that's promoting those things, because those things are part of life and it's fun for sure. But I always knew, because of the things that I'd been through in my life, that I needed to be an influencer that offered something else. And here we are doing that, you know, in the podcast today, which leads me to another point about you guys listening to this podcast and anyone like me in my journey as an influencer. And that's why the title of this is I'm not an influencer, because I'm not like one of those influencers. I'm not a typical influencer. I began as that, and I evolved into an influencer that I feel like is now influencing people in the way that I was always meant to. And that really took intentional thought. It took me being open to things evolving. It took me starting something that I was not sure about or how to do or, you know, where to even really turn to ask how to do it. I did all these things and look where it brought me. So if you are a person who is standing in the face of a decision of whether to start something, whether that is, do I want to have a child? Whether that is, am I ready to take the next step in a relationship? Whether it's, you know what? I am so unhappy and so unfulfilled in my career, but I've put in 10 years or 5 years or 40 years. Do I make a career change? That can look like so many different things. And you may not think of yourself as an influencer, but you are the influencer of your children, of your spouse or significant other, of your colleagues, of your friends. The energy that you put out into the world, the person that you show up as in these groups, you are influencing them. And I've talked about this like a million times in my content because it's something that is so important to me. It's been ingrained in me ever since I was a child. I'm going to do a full podcast on it because I think that it's one of the most important questions that you can ask yourself every single day. Is like, what sort of legacy do I want to leave? Who do I want to be? Who do I want my children when I'm gone and they're 65? How do I want that conversation of when they're describing me to their children? How do I want that to look? What legacy do I want to leave? What kind of influence do I want to leave in my household, at my job, just in the world? And I love it that everyone connected so much to my dad's episode. It has tens of thousands of downloads, and it makes me so happy and so, you know, proud of him and the things that these lessons that he's crafted. And one of his lessons that I heard people, you know, talking about and I saw people posting about and tweeting and all these things was this part where he said, you have to define your own happiness and you have to define your own goals. You have to choose the person that you want to be, or else someone else will choose it for you, and you will never, ever be satisfied or happy in your own life. So as a person who's influencing the people around you in your own life, just like me as an influencer, you must make that decision. And you have to really think about it in this broad way. What is this legacy that I want to leave? Like, what influence do I really want to have on the people around me? And think about it a lot broader than, like, we think about everything from day to day. It's like, what do I have to get done? You know, what is this huge list of things to do that I have to do? Then you get to the office or wherever you work from, and there's a pile of things to do, and you're overwhelmed, and you're just doing these tasks. You've got your head down, and you're just living your life day to day like this. It's like a spiral. You get home, you do the same things. You don't really connect with your children. You don't really connect with your spouse. Is that truly the legacy that you want to leave? Is that truly the influence that you want to have on your family? No, it's not. It's not the influence any of us want to have. But if we aimlessly go through life like this, like had I aimlessly gone through this new career path that I was on like this, I would not be sitting here today feeling so fulfilled and so just alive in what I'm doing now. But in order to get to that place, you truly have to define what it looks like to you, what type of person you want to be existing in whatever role you're playing in life. And once you do that, then you have to make a conscious decision every day, even on the days that you're exhausted and you're unsure and you're fearful and your family or your in-laws or your colleagues have thrown you off course by something that they've said. You truly have to make a decision to go inside yourself, to come back to baseline, to not let those outer influences of the world throw you off day after day after day and throw you off course from becoming the person that you want to be in your own life. You hear it all the time, but like, you have to be the star of your own show. And so many of us, for several years, I wasn't the star of my own show. I let other people be the stars of my show. I let other people influence my life in such a way that I felt like I was not even myself. You feel like you're living someone else's life. And you actually are. So I just think that that's such an important thing to think about. It's such an important decision and choice to make at the beginning of every day, at the beginning of every week. And it's something that is a very hard thing, even if you've been through the mountains of therapy that I have and all these journeys, because even though I know this and I know all these lessons that I've been talking about in this podcast today, I sat down to record this podcast knowing exactly like how I felt about all these things. And I was just like, ugh. I feel like I just don't have it together enough. I feel like I'm not ready to put this message out into the world because I don't have it exactly right. That is a perfect example of how you can stand in your own way, because I did know. I knew exactly the message that I wanted to put out into the world in this podcast. But anytime you're about to do something good, anytime you're about to like make a step that is truly toward yourself, I feel like there are so many distractions that come into the way, whether they come in the form of other people, of your own procrastination, of exhaustion. That's one that has been getting to me lately. And you have to be able to see these things when they come into your path, and you have to make the decision to move past them. So if you're a person today that's listening to this, that's on the way to work, and you're like, oh my gosh, this role that I'm playing in this job, or this job that I'm at, or this office in particular that I'm at within this industry, it does not feel right. And I don't like the person that I am in my own life. I don't like the person that I'm being to the people around me, because this is affecting me so much. This also applies to a relationship, or, you know, whatever that is. Then I want you to really think about the life that you want to have, the legacy that you want to leave, the influence that you want to have on the people around you. And I want you to think about your decision. You don't have to quit that job when you walk in on Monday morning, but you need to make an informed decision, because this is your only life. And because you are in charge of your own joy and your own happiness, and you must define that. And I just encourage all of you to really put a lot of thought into that this week. And it's something that, like I said, I feel that you start a lot of these things in your life. You start a job, or you start a relationship, or whatever. You have to be open to it evolving and changing. And you have to really take a really deep look at who you are and how you feel within things. And you have to be open to pivoting. So back to my journey as an influencer, as I've pivoted and as I've changed and as I've open myself up more and more and more. Now I just feel like I am completely open, and, you know, the depths of my journey have come to the surface, and the highs and the lows. This place feels the best to me. And I got there because I started something that I wasn't sure about. I was open to it evolving, and I really took a deep look at the legacy that I wanted to leave and the influencer that I wanted to be in the world. And I made decisions every day, like starting this podcast, of things that I had to do that. And that is the message that I want you guys to take from this podcast. All these podcasts won't be just me, but I wanted to continue my story in this way and to apply it to other people and to really have everybody think about, like at the beginning of this week, influencing the people in their own lives. Think of how influenced you are by podcasts or books or, you know, people on the internet. Think of how powerful a human being can be to another human being. You can be that human being. You can be that human being in your child's life. You can be that human being at your office. You can be, I said it in another podcast, that salt of the earth person that people are talking about in circles everywhere. You can be that person. And it is never too late to start that journey to becoming that person. And I encourage all of you to really put some thought into that and to try and take some of those steps this week. Because living your life to the fullest, live fully, the message that this whole podcast is about, it really comes down to this kind of stuff. So don't be afraid to Start those things that feel right to you. Don't be afraid to move away from those things and those people that don't feel right to you, because this is your life. And you need to take the bull by the horns and make a decision, because this is it. This is it. So I just wanted to start this week out with this message. I won't always be doing podcasts by myself, but I felt like this was a really important one to do, to continue my story a little bit and my journey, and to talk about this, because this is a thread that will weave through this podcast, is living our lives to the fullest and living our lives the best that we possibly can, leaving these amazing legacies, influencing the people around us in such a way that, you know, we're those people that people are talking about at the end of their lives. And like I said, you can be that person. And I have very much faith in every single person that's listening. I have made huge, major, monumental shifts in the person that I am existing as in the world, in my own life. And I know no matter where you are right now, no matter what is going on, that you absolutely can do that too by taking some of these steps. So thank you guys so much for listening to this message. And I can't wait for you guys to tune in next week.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.